through the COVID funds over the last couple of years, Valley City Public Schools have received dollars that at this point have been unobligated. One thing has led to another, and we're excited to announce that Valley City Public Schools is going to host public meetings during the month of October. The school board has asked us to take a look and take a dive into this exploration. And so our school district has received over $3 million of state and federal dollars. That in addition to a state CTE grant, so working alongside Career and Tech Education, which would be Cheyenne Valley Area Career and Tech Center, we are taking a look at how those funds can be applied for our students and then the students in the Barnes County area that attend school at the Career and Tech Center. In addition to those funds, we've also identified that the school district, like many entities, have capital maintenance needs. And so when we look at that collectively together, we have over $15 million of identified needs, things such as roofs, lighting projects, heating, cooling, ventilation, other building repairs, collectively. And so the question really comes down to is, how do our stakeholders, how do our taxpayers wish for those dollars to be applied? And the process we're wanting to engage with our public, part of that is to host some community meetings. We are working with JLG Architects, Consolidated Construction, Construction Managers to explore what the future would be. I think everybody's aware in Valley City, we do have some older buildings. In fact, our high school, the age of it is, anyone? Quiz? 100?
It's 100?
1919. So over 100 years old. And in addition to that, our elementary schools were constructed in the 50s. And that leads us into the $15 million plus of capital maintenance needs that we have. And so as part of this as well, and the information that'll be forthcoming is some possibilities of what this could entail. We're looking at the consolidation of some of our schools, offices, looking at the possibility of some renovation and or even new construction. It would be preliminary at this point or early for me to jump to any sort of definite conclusions in terms of where sites would be for new school construction. However, we are having conversation with entities such as Park and Rec regarding some possibilities of creating a campus that would join into Hanna Field, Jefferson Elementary. And so all that will be the information that we look forward to presenting, sharing with our public, and then engaging in dialogue, questions, information sharing. And so this Friday, we're gonna share out that information when those meetings will be scheduled. We also are looking forward to engaging with community leaders in the next couple of weeks, as well as students, parents, and other community representatives ahead of the public meetings.